We just preach the Word of God.
Amen.
This message just went from a 5-point message to a 3-point message. But like I said, I'm just a messenger boy. Sure is a blessing. Have Brother Andy here this morning. I told the church that he was coming, going to bring three kids. I got the number out by about 6. But boy, we're glad to see them. What the blessing is ours. What a blessing it is to have them here this morning. They's here for the Sunday school. They beat the preacher here. Amen. And they's here for Sunday school. And boy, it was good. I really enjoyed having them here this morning. Enjoy having them here right now.
Yeah.
I've learned everybody's name in this church. It'll take me a little while to learn all their names, but I'll get right on it. Amen.
Yeah.
2 Samuel chapter 7. I'm going to read 22 verses. I'll read them pretty quick. Like I said, I've condensed this message down. I won't be long. It says here, "And it came to pass when the king sat in his house, and the Lord had given him rest round about from all of his enemies, that the king said unto Nathan the prophet, See now, I dwell in a house of cedar, but the ark of God dwelleth within the curtains, or within curtains. And Nathan said to the king, Go do all that's in thine heart, for the Lord is with thee. And it came to pass that night that the word of the Lord came unto Nathan, saying, Go tell my servant David, Thus saith the Lord, Shalt thou build me a house for me to dwell in, whereas I have not dwelt in any house since the time I brought up the children of Israel out of Egypt even to this day, but have walked in a tent and in a tabernacle in all the places wherein I've walked with all the children of Israel. Spake I a word with any of the tribes of Israel, whom I commanded to feed my people Israel, saying, Why build ye not me a house of cedar? Now therefore, so shall I say unto my servant David, Thus saith the Lord of hosts."
Yeah.
You young people, listen right here. I took thee from the sheepcote, from following the sheep, to be ruler over my people, over Israel. God saw something in this young man.
Yes.
He's king now, but God's had his eye on him quite some time. And I was with thee whithersoever thou wentest, and have cut off all thine enemies out of thy sight, and have made thee a great name like unto the name of great men that are in the earth. Moreover, I will appoint a place for my people Israel, and will plant them, that they may dwell in a place of their own, and move no more, neither shall the children of wickedness afflict them any more as before time. And as since the time that I commanded judges to be over my people Israel, and have caused thee to rest from all thine enemies, also the Lord telleth thee that he will make thee a house." Reading in my daughter's Bible this morning. She died October 30th, 2020. And I gave her this Bible, and I'm using it for my study Bible. And she wrote a little note out there beside this verse and wrote, "My house." You know, God said, "I'll go away and prepare a place for you."
Yeah.
And the Lord's telling David, he's kind of jumping the gun here a little bit. He's letting the cat out of the bag here. "The Lord telleth thee that he will build thee a house." Me and Brother Andy was talking about the Amish. He was talking about Jack got 2 busloads of Amish down there, and they built a big, huge building in no time. But the Lord here, he's the carpenter. He said, "The Lord telleth thee that he will make thee a house. And when thy days be fulfilled, and thou shalt sleep with thy fathers, I will set up thy seed after thee, which shall proceed out of thy bowels, and I will establish his kingdom, and he shall build a house for my name, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom forever. I will be his father, he shall be my son. If he commit iniquity, I will chasten him with the rod of men and with the stripes of the children of men. But my mercy shall not depart from him, as I took it from Saul, whom I put away before thee. And thine house and thy kingdom shall be established forever before thee, and thy throne shall be established forever, according to all these words and according to all this vision. So did Nathan speak unto David. This is our text verse right here. Then went King David in and sat before the Lord, and he said, Who am I, O Lord? And what is my house that thou hast brought me hitherto? And this was yet a small thing in thy sight, O Lord, but thou hast spoken also of thy servant's house for a great while to come. And is this the manner of men, O Lord God? And what can David say more unto thee? For thou, Lord God, knowest thy servant. For thy word's sake and according to thine own heart hast thou done all these great things to make thy servant know them. Wherefore thou art great, O Lord God. There's none like thee, neither is there any God beside thee, according to all that we have heard with our ears. We'll stop our reading right there. Like I said, this is Memorial Day weekend, and we want to go, Lord, in prayer here. Father, we thank you for the portion of Scripture you put upon our heart this morning. We thank you, Father, Brother Andy and his wife Annabella, Lord. What a blessing, Lord, they brought to us today.
Yeah.
Lord, oh, Lord, thank you for that priceless blessing. Thank you, Lord, for them making the journey. Lord, I pray you to bless them exceedingly for being here today. And Father, we pray for those others that sung here today. We pray for those, Lord, watching by way of the online live stream. We pray for those that will be listening by way of the internet service. We thank you, Lord, that you set all of this in order, Lord, so that we could enjoy the things of God. And Lord, what a blessing here today, Lord, you've given us to enjoy.
Yes.
Bless, Lord, the preaching of your word.
Yes.
Bless your children.
Yes.
Set a table, dear God, here today, that, Lord, the hungry could come and sup with you and dine with you, and the thirsty could come, Lord, and be satisfied at your table. And all these things, Lord, we ask in Jesus' precious name, giving you praise and glory in all of it. Amen.
Amen.
Like I said, this Memorial Day Sunday, it used to be called Decoration Day, when people would remember the price that was paid for their freedom. And I saw cars going to the cemetery on the way up here. People paying their respects to loved ones that graduated this life with honor. And I'll mention this real quick. Brother Charles Fishback is going to be coming soon on a Sunday night. So I'll give you a heads up on that. We're preaching today on Who Am I? That's what I said as my text verse. David was a prophet, a priest, and a king, but he also was a man after the heart of God. Acts 13 verse 22.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
And the emphasis I want to put on that was he was a man.
Mm-hmm.
When Giant Goliath said, "Give me a man," in 1 Samuel chapter number 17, verse 10, Goliath had said that, Brother Andy, for 40 days. For 40 days and 40 evenings. Annabelle,
yeah.
Goliath stepped out and said, "Give me a man." Now, we've come down to that kind of day today that not many real men today. I filled out an application, Brother James, at a job at Dana Axle Company. And the first question on the application said, "Which sex best describes you?" And I thought, what?
Yeah.
Isabella, as big as I could write in that little blank, I put M-A-L-E. The next question,
right.
Brother Mitchell, was, "Are you married or do you have a significant other? And I'm sitting there thinking, I'm filling out a job application.
That's right.
And I put in that little old blank there, Carolyn, as big as I can write it. M-A-R-R-E-D. I want them to know, not only I was a man, but I was a married man. But I had no idea what that had to do with my job qualifications for a job at Eaton Axle. But anyway, that giant for 40 days said, give me a man. That's found in 1 Samuel 17, verse 16. And listen, a man showed up. A giant killer. And listen, 1 Samuel chapter 17, you can read it, verse 49 through 51. I want you to know this little boy, he may not have had nothing but a rock, but he had that rock in God. He sunk that rock in the forehead of Goliath, and Goliath hit the ground like a sack of taters, and as he's flopping like a fish on the ground, David drew his sword, cut his head off, held it up, and there were other men that shouted.
Amen. That's right.
Amen. And pursued after their enemy. They run them Philistine plumb out of their shoes, amen. Yeah. The need for a man. David said, who am I? He was a man, amen. Sexually, David was a man. You're either a man or a woman, amen. I just want you to know that. God's not to author confusion, and neither should we author it. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 33. Amen, Brother Eddie. The Bible says, neither give place to the devil. In Ephesians chapter 4, verse 27. These sexually confused rainbow coalition bunch, by their own profession, are Satanists. That's on their platform. I'm not making an accusation. I'm just telling you what they say they are. They look like devils to me.
That's right.
I mean, God made me in His image.
That's right.
And even though they're trying to mar the image of God,
amen.
I want to be a man.
Right.
I may not be the man David was, but I want to be at least a man who loves the Lord, a saved man.
Yeah.
I'll tell you right now, God made me a man, and I'm supposed to be content with such things I have.
Right.
I'm not supposed to be anything but what I am. Amen. David said, who am I? Amen.
Amen.
Why are we giving place to this devil in our schools, in our churches, in our military, and in our workplaces? Isabella, you got a computer? I'll tell you how bad it is. People have been Googling or doing a search by computer, am I gay? Listen to me. This is like COVID. This has invaded the minds of our children. I'm so glad that Brother Andy and his wife, they homeschool their kids. You're very wise.
Yes, you know? That's right.
You're very wise.
Amen.
You couldn't have picked a better profession. I salute you. Thank God for you. You're protecting them.
Right.
Amen.
But not only have they Googled, am I gay? It's up 1,300%, 1,300%. That's how bad it is.
Wow.
Not 300%. 1,300%. Kids are Googling, am I gay? David, when he said, who am I? He didn't have to be no more than the man after God's own heart.
Right.
But they've moved the boundary lines, Brother James.
Yeah.
Now they've left the spectrum of normal. And some of them are using litter boxes. I mean, I'm just telling you, how far can it go? Hey, I'm just telling you, we've got to get back to reality.
Right.
This is of the devil. And listen, we're not supposed to give no place to the devil. I've noticed Hollywood makes shirts in all the movies. I don't even like movies no more. I was telling Brother Donnie yesterday, if somebody wanted to be a billionaire, it's so simple. You can do it one day, Bonnie.
Oh, yeah.
All you got to do is put a channel on TV called the Clean Channel.
Oh, yeah.
So you got to do your billionaire overnight. Mm-hmm. Then have a clean channel, clean movie channel, a clean cartoon channel. So you got to do the majority of America's normal. It's the minority that's running the show right now.
Right.
And they're trying to mar us, make us like them, I'll never be like them. I'm glad, praise God, he straightened me out. Amen. Hey, he got me right with God. I'm going to stay right with God. But listen, we're giving praise to this in the churches, in the schools, in the military, and in our workplaces.
Preach it, that's the truth.
We don't need to be falling for these lies, Brother Ed. God made us.
Amen.
Male and female. So sexually, David was a man.
Yes.
Servitude. Did you hear God say, tell my servant, David? Even though he was the king, God had made him a king.
Yeah.
He said, I took you from following the sheep, go to a little boy down there tending to the sheep. Phyllis, God said, I put you in the throne, buddy.
That's right.
But you're my servant. Right. And David did serve God. And listen, you're going to serve somebody. The Bible says you can't serve two masters. Matthew chapter 6, verse 24. Luke 16, verse 30. Why? Because you're going to love the one and you're going to hate the other. You're going to hold on to the one or you're going to despise the other. I want you to know David served his God with all his heart. Hey, he went all the way. He got a name for himself because he was a man after God's own heart. Amen.
Amen.
Servitude.
Right.
David was a man. Amen.
Right. Amen.
You know what? Your love for your God will either keep you from sin, or your love for your sin will keep you from your God. That's true. Amen. David had a fling with sin, even though David was a man after God's own heart, even though David was the servant of God, even though he'd done everything right, he had a little mishap. You're going to make mistakes.
Oh yeah.
I'm glad God made provision. The Bible says, my little children, are we that you sent not?
Yes.
But if you do, we got an advocate. I got a good lawyer, Brother Andy.
Yeah.
We got an advocate with the Father.
Amen.
The Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Well, David had a little fling. I think it was a setup. I mean, I will know more about it when we get there, amen. But the Bible tells us that in 2 Samuel chapter number 11, verse 1 through 5. But David, instead of going out to battle, he decided to stay home.
Yeah.
And while he's up there, Bonnie, he just happened to look over the balcony of the king's house and castle. And there's a beautiful woman, and she's bathing. I don't know why her name is Bathsheba, but anyway, she was bathing. And she was very beautiful to look upon.
Mm.
He's king, Joanne. Being king don't give you no right to do wrong.
That's right.
But he thought it might be all right, so he sent for her, had her brought to him, he lay with her. She sent word back to him in the building. She said, I'm a child. Boy, you talking about rocking the boat. Amen.
Yeah.
David thought he could get away. There's so many people thinking he can get away with sin.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, yeah.
I just noticed this week, how old are you, honey? You're nine. This week, I noticed doctor had to perform an abortion on a 10-year-old girl.
Oh, my.
Now, we reap what we sow. God bless you.
That's right.
Teaching these kids right. They're not all being taught right. They're not all being loved. They're not all pulled up. Tell them how much it means to you.
Right.
We get an opportunity with what God gives us. We need to invest heavy. One of these days, it'll take care of you. Right now, you're taking care of them.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't believe a doctor performed an abortion. You listen to me. This is unthinkable. On a 10-year-old girl.
Mm-hmm.
They're trying to crucify the doctor. The doctor probably saved her life. That shouldn't have never been. Not in America. I mean, I can understand that maybe in Africa. But in America, the doctor, a woman doctor, had to perform an abortion on a 10-year-old girl. Like I said, probably saved a girl's life. She's not a childbearing age. She's still a child.
Yes.
Well, David here thought, you know, I thought whoever was involved in this probably thought they could hide, get away. Well, David here, he committed the unthinkable with Bathsheba. And That little fling, when she sent word to him, "I'm with child," he thought he could take care of it, had her husband Uriah brought in. But even the king couldn't get away with sin. And when the prophet said to the king in 2 Samuel chapter 12, verse 7, "Brother James," this time when he said, "You're the man," it wasn't in good terms.
No.
I'm going to tell you right now, buddy, he got caught. He said, "You're the man." Notice that, "How be it, thou shalt not die."
Right.
God's put away your sin. Thank God for God.
That's
now, buddy, if old Brother Eddie didn't have God, I'd be on my way to hell on the grease pole. I'll tell you right now, I'd be as good as there right now. But anybody thinks they can get away, the Bible says, "Can a man pour fire into his bosom and his clothes be not burned?" There's so many people that somehow think they can play around with sin, get away with sin. I'm going to tell you, buddy, I've read the book. And the best thing you do with sin is take it to Jesus. And we'll confess our sin. He's faithful and just. Forgive us our sin and to cleanse us from all righteousness. Amen. That's only one thing to do with sin. Let's go to Jesus and say, "I have sinned. I'm sorry. I want to be forgiven. I want to be cleansed." Amen.
Yeah, amen. That's right.
David sexually was a man. David in servitude was a servant. Now, I'll throw this last point in here. David was a saved man.
Yeah.
David, when he sinned, he prayed, "Brother Ed, restore unto me the joy of thy salvation."
Yeah,
Psalms 51, verse 2. You know, I found out, Brother Andy, when I do sin, I don't enjoy the Lord like I did before.
No, that's right.
Till I get things right.
Amen.
I'll tell you, it gets kind of cold out there.
Amen.
The Bible said God's light. And if we're going to have fellowship with Him, we've got to walk in the light. She's in the light.
Yeah.
So when I get out of the light, I'm out of fellowship. When I get over in the darkened area, I need to get back to the light. I'm just telling you, buddy, God, there's no 50 shades of gray with God. In Him is no darkness at all. He's light. We're children of light. And His Word brings light. Yeah. We need more light today. Amen.
Amen.
David, he also said, "Deliver me, O God, thou God of my salvation." Psalms 51, verse 14. David was a saved man.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he wasn't saved in the kind of capacity we are, and yet we're saved like he was. Brother Andy, God gave him the sure mercies.
Mm-hmm.
We got the sure mercies of David. You can find that in the book of Acts. The sure mercies. That's why he didn't die. That's why God put away his sin. How be it? That little baby boy. That little baby boy. That little innocent baby boy. You know why that little innocent baby boy died, Annabella? Because God let David judge himself.
Yeah.
When David got big and mad because he thought it contained somebody else, you know what he said? He said, "The man that done this thing shall surely die, and he'll restore fourfold." That little baby died. Amnon died. Absalom died. And that fourth one was Jesus Christ. Thou son of David.
Yeah.
Was the fourth one. Yeah. I'm glad Nathan said, "God's put away your sin." He put mine away, Brother Andy, as far as east is from west. Never remember no more against me. Amen. Oh my. When it comes to salvation, you're either lost or saved. You're either in your sins or your sins are in the blood of Jesus. And God knows His. Amen. 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 19 says, "The foundation of God standeth sure. The Lord knoweth them that are His. Let everyone name the name of Christ, apart from iniquity." In St. John chapter number 10, Jesus said, "My sheep know me and I know them." Amen. I just want you to know, hey, God made room for me. Though millions have come, there's still room for one. There's room at the cross for me, glory to God. Oh my. The Bible tells us to examine ourselves and know ourselves whether Christ be in us. In 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 5. David knew he was a man. He knew he was a servant. And he knew he was saved. We need to know some of that ourselves. You need to know yourself.
Amen.
You need to know yourself. Who you belong to. Hey, he's coming for his. Brother Ed talking about we catch up in there. That'd be great. Man, I'd like to leave today, man.
Yeah, right.
But I'll tell you right now, he's coming for his.
Amen.
Right. I was at Houchin yesterday. Lonnie. Dottie wanted me to pick up some cereal. And there was a lady come in there and she said, "Have you seen what I bought?" And they said, "What did you buy?" She said, I don't remember exactly what, yellow or something. And they said, "We don't know." She said, "Well, I can't find it." And they said, "Well, maybe it fell out of the bag." But you know why she came back? Because she had paid for it. It was hers.
Yeah.
It wasn't Houchin's no more. Jesus is coming for his.
That's right.
Hey, he paid top dollar for me.
That's right.
Yeah. I'm not my own. I've been bought with a price.
Amen.
He's coming for his.
Amen.
Oh my.
Thank you, Lord.
Lord, we love you and thank you and praise you, Lord, for the moment, Lord. Just spend time with you, Lord, from the great singing.
Yeah.
Lord, from the great blessing.
Yes.
Lord, Brother Andy and his family showed up, Lord, even bigger than what I anticipated being a blessing.
Yeah,
bless them, Father, for coming. Give them a safe journey home. Lord, we pray, dear Father, Lord, for those that listen by way of the live stream, by way of the internet. I believe the time is short. I believe the day is at hand. I believe they need to find the Lord in a big way. They need to make it sure. I believe the sand's getting low in the hourglass. I believe the Lord's coming soon. He said it'd be like the days of Noah, violence, like the days of Lot, sexual immorality, and I believe we're there. Lord, we just pray, dear God, this morning, that you'd have your way here and out there also, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
All right. Get Brother Jerry, please. Sister Sharon, please. Just a verse of invitation on him. I'd like to ask everyone to stand. I cut the whole back end of that message off, but I got the main part out there. Amen.
Go ahead and leave one, Sharon. I broke a string.
Amen.
And just a little bit, and I'm going to be here with
Broke a string,